You're listening to Van Sounds. I'm Phil Corbett.
So, the City Without Limits theme song project, it's a collaborative song recording, writing, arranging project that I've sort of, for simplicity's sakes, dubbed an open source songwriting project, where I just provided the bones of a song and let people do whatever they wanted with it. It sort of started out as a joke. This is a complicated story, so okay.
That is friend of the show, Billy Mack, who you'll remember from a few episodes ago.
Allentown, Pennsylvania is the city where I live, and it's in the process of rebranding itself, and they've come up with the motto, City Without Limits. And they run a very active Facebook page that's just called Allentown City Without Limits. And I've grown very fond of tagging that page all the time, and I've got some of my friends to start doing it. Every now and then I challenge myself to write an album in a weekend, and usually it doesn't turn into anything, but they're just usually sort of diary entries of songs, and I wrote one called The City Without Limits theme song, just sort of as an homage to how strange it is to be in this city. I told one of my friends they should cover it, and they're like, I can't do that, I've never heard it. And I was like, no, that's perfect, here are the chords and lyrics, just do it. And then I decided to see if anyone would do it, and ended up with 95 versions of the song before anyone ever heard my version.
I'm worried about the water, I like being near my family.
And so you posted all 95 up on Bandcamp.
Yeah, 96 counting my own.
I moved to Allentown.
There are certain genres that were favored, but for the most part it was an extremely varied set of songs. And it was really kind of inspiring. And, you know, I'm trying to think of ways in which this could become a non-repetitive but reusable type of project. Like, I like the idea of open source songwriting where people can just present songs. It's like an open source computer program. The data's all there and anyone can use it and alter it.
I moved to Allentown.
No one was spending any money on the project. No one was, like, there was just nothing to lose, really. I let a couple people, like, submit it, and I only put information they wanted me to. So some people, if you click on the track on the compilation, there's no way of knowing who played on it because they wanted to be anonymous. But they just wanted the recording experience, or they just wanted to do it for whatever reason they wanted to do it. Anonymity can be empowering, I think.
Not only can you comment or do whatever, you can also be creative anonymously.
Yeah, and I think that that's an underdeveloped part of internet anonymity. because people are really good at, like, being terrible to each other without attaching their name to it, but being creative without attaching your name to it is something that is, I don't know, for some people it might work and some people it might not, but I think it's cool to have it as a valid option.
Do you think that that changes the sound of the music? Do you think that changes the approach when your name isn't attached to it?
I mean, at least a lot of the way that I've grown as an artist has been to do a lot of things that I don't like and learn from them. And if your name's not stuck to something, you don't have to feel as bad about it if you don't like it or if other people don't like it.
I'll move to Allentown.
Do you read the newspaper? Sometimes I do.
I'd love to, like, send people a song and then get someone to send me their own take on the vocal track, get someone to send me their own take on the guitar, the bass, the drums, add things, and then delete all of my data and just leave a song that's just done all by people who've never met each other. I think that would be kind of fun. A lot of things that I've unintentionally done with music is to invite people who don't feel like musicians to be musicians. And one of the neat things about the City Without Limits theme song project is a lot of people said it was their first recording that they've ever done, or their first recording that's ever been released. There are certain things I write that I think I can play well, and there are certain things I write that I don't think I can play well. And that doesn't mean that it's something bad that was written, it just means that I wrote something that I think would be really good for other people to do. And I think that that's sort of a valuable thing that doesn't get a lot of play in the underground circuit or gets shunned in the popular circuit as, well, they didn't write their own song. But I think that there's something to playing other people's music. Even traditional songs, they're, you know, old songs that people play again and again and reinterpret, and I don't know, I think there's something magic to that. So my name's Billy Mack. I play music either by myself or with friends as Billy Mack Collector, and I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the city without limits.
I've posted the link to all 96 versions below in the description box. The music in this episode was Band Sound's opening song Church by Porter and 15 versions of the City Without Limits theme song performed by, in order, Inspector 34, Zeke Bird, Transatlantic Range, Jake McKelvey, Freddie Fudpucker, Empty Disco, Bleeding Gums, Ben Ryman and Antoine Levy, Liam O'Brien's Faithless Followers, Blacker Face, Corey Freemth Thornburg featuring Frankie Diamond Jr., Loserville Mass, Rob from Amersfoort, Dreams of the Dead, and finally this version performed by Billy Mack Collector. You can find the show on PRX, Twitter, SoundCloud, and at the oh-so-minimal website, vansounds.org.
I'm worried about something. I'm worried about something. These red flakes are alarming, but I like the mountains here. Do you read the newspaper? Sometimes I do. I moved to Allentown, eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, and a quick note, Billy Mack has announced his next collaborative project, which you can find more about at billymackcollector.bandcamp.com. Thanks for listening.